Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you like butterflies? Do you ever slow down to notice the beautiful butterflies that fly around? Well, in today's lesson, we are going to join our author, Pauline, on an adventure to discover butterflies. But where she goes isn't just any place. It's a very special place. And you're going to find out where. Our lesson is called Maoling's Purple Butterfly Valley. Have you ever been there? You might want to check it out. And the question I have for you is, where was our author living before coming to Taiwan? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's go talk about butterflies. Come with me.
Maoling's Purple Butterfly Valley, a place where nature's flying jewels spend the winter. My husband's family owns a butterfly garden in Costa Rica. That's where I met and fell in love with him and with butterflies. Years later, Josh and I decided to leave Costa Rica and embark on a new adventure in a new place. We read a lot about different places we could move to in Asia and found Taiwan intriguing. One reason, for a small island, Taiwan has a notable variety of butterflies, earning it the name the Butterfly Kingdom. More than 400 different species have been recorded on the island, and over 50 of those are endemic to the area.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 notable 这个形容词 ,not 这个字根有知道或注意的意思。所以 notable 是指显著的或值得注意的。例如 ,the online shopping website carries a notable variety of health foods. 这个网购网站提供相当多种类的健康食品。或者是 ,this scientist is well respected for his notable contribution to medicine. 这位科学家因为对于医学的显著贡献而受到敬重。如果要说明以什么受到注意的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,this school is notable for its students' academic achievements. 这所学校以学生优越的课业成就而受到瞩目。接下来我们看到的是 endemic 这个形容词。endemic 是指某种物种是某个地区所特有的。例如The botanical garden has many endemic species of this island. 这个植物园有许多这个岛屿特有的植物品种。如果要说明是哪一个区域的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,koalas are endemic to Australia. 浣熊是澳洲特有的动物。endemic 也指流行的或者是地方性的。例如 ,malaria is endemic in many regions in Africa. 疟疾肆虐于非洲许多地区。
Hey, so Gabe, do you like butterflies?
Yeah. I mean, they're not my favorite animal or my favorite flying creature, but I do think that butterflies are cool. Let me tell you why I like butterflies.
Please tell me why you like butterflies.
I like what butterflies represent. More than anything else about butterflies, you know, they don't live that long.
Mm-mm.
But more than anything else about butterflies, I like what they represent because they represent transformation or change, right? You go from a caterpillar to the cocoon stage to something really beautiful, a butterfly.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Mm-hmm.
When the butterfly is coming out of the cocoon,
mm-hmm.
it actually struggles a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And it's very difficult for that butterfly to come out. But once it comes out, it's a beautiful butterfly. This actually reminds me of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we go through struggles and challenges, but it's necessary in order to reach or end up, you know, on the other side, right? This actually reminds me.
Yeah.
When I was younger,
uh-huh.
we actually raised butterflies for a season, And one time, there was this butterfly that was struggling to come out of its cocoon. So my sister and I thought, oh, let's help the butterfly.
Uh-oh.
We tried to help the butterfly, and the butterfly died.
Oh, man, a lot of kids learn that lesson the hard way because they see a struggling butterfly trying to come out of the cocoon, and you want to go and help it. Sometimes you need to just let someone go through something. You can be their support, but you need to let them go through something and experience something for themselves so that they can truly grow and become strong. Wow. Rebecca, that was really encouraging and motivational. We probably should have saved that for like the end of the lesson.
Well.
But there it is.
Well, getting into our lesson. Mm-hmm. Maolin's Purple Butterfly Valley, a place where nature's flying jewels spend the winter.
Flying jewels. Nice.
That's the way our author describes butterflies, mm-hmm. flying jewels.
Well, they are pretty beautiful, and they're like jewels flying through the sky.
Right. Well, my husband's family owns a butterfly garden in Costa Rica. That is Pauline's husband's family, right? That's where I met and fell in love with him and with butterflies. Let's take a look at the phrase to fall in love. When you fall in love with someone, this just means that you just love them so much. You want to marry them.
Oh, how romantic.
At least if you fall in love with a person.
Well, right. So you can love someone. You could say that you are in love with someone. And the beginning of that process is when you fall in love with that person, right? You can fall in love with someone. You can fall in love with something. Maybe you fell in love with the food of a certain place. Or maybe you fell in love with a place. A lot of foreigners that come to Taiwan, they fall in love with Taipei. They just love living here.
Exactly. Well, next sentence we read, years later, Josh and I decided to leave Costa Rica and embark on a new adventure in a new place. That's actually the answer to the question I asked earlier. Where was our author living before moving to Taiwan? And the answer is...
They were living in Costa Rica. You know, I've never been to Costa Rica, but I've always wanted to go for the beaches.
I hear Costa Rica is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe someday you'll go.
And they have butterflies there. That's something I did not know about Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I guess specifically about Josh's B&B, the place he was working, they had a lot of butterflies there. Well, we see here this phrase, to embark on something. What does that phrase mean?
If you embark on something, this just means that you set out on an adventure or a journey of some sort.
Yeah, so we use that phrase when we're starting a journey or adventure. We could say, I'm going on a journey, or we could say, I'm embarking on a journey. You could use it to talk about other things that you begin in life, right? Things that are adventures in some way. Like if you just started to date somebody, you could say that you are embarking on an adventure.
And we read a lot about different places we could move to in Asia and found Taiwan intriguing. One reason. For a small island, Taiwan has a notable variety of butterflies. Let's pause there for just a moment and let's go back and talk about this word for at the beginning or right after the word one reason. For, you could also mean, this could also mean considering.
That's right. In Chinese, you might use the words 就算 Taiwan 很小. For being a small island, there are a lot of butterflies, right? We read on here, more than 400 different species have been recorded on the island, and over 50 of those are endemic to the area. So over 50 of those species, basically, you can only find, or they came from, Taiwan.
That's right. Now, we learned that Josh was working at a B&B, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But it's time for us to learn more about this in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, do you like staying in B&Bs?
I do, Rex. They are one of my favorite types of places to stay on vacation. Friends, B&B is short for bed and breakfast, which is a place to stay that includes a breakfast with your room.
Traditionally, a bed and breakfast is a small hotel or a large house that rents out a few rooms with a common breakfast area. Many times, the owners live in the house and cook the breakfast themselves.
But many B&Bs now are places that are run by a professional staff, not just the owner of the hotel or house that rents out the rooms.
And now, we have the website Airbnb that originally was intended for people who have an extra room to rent it to guests. Usually, some sort of supplies for guests to make their own breakfasts are included.
But because of the popularity of the website, you now find a lot of different types of accommodation on their website, not just small places that offer some type of breakfast.
喜欢旅游的朋友们或许有听过 B&B 这种特别类型的旅馆，意思是 bed and breakfast，提供床位和早餐的旅馆或民宿。你可能会问，现在几乎所有的旅馆或饭店都提供早餐，这些都是 B&B 吗？其实重点不是 breakfast， 而是 bed 床位。B&B 并没有提到一定会有单独的 room 房间，那就会变成 R&B， 我想那是另外的意思。B&B 指的是比较简易型的民宿或旅馆，让青年人旅游的时候有个地方可以睡觉和享用主人准备的早餐。虽然大都会包含房间，但那不是重点，而是提供经济、方便又实惠的民宿。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Would you ever consider moving to a place only because that particular place had something that you really liked? Well, it sounds like our author Pauline and her husband Josh made their decision to move to Taiwan because Taiwan has such a great variety of butterflies. As a matter of fact,There are 400 different types of butterflies on this island, and Pauline loves butterflies. Now, what is one place in particular that they found especially exciting? Well, we're going to learn about that place right now.
Maolin's Purple Butterfly Valley.One place especially caught our attention, the Maolin Purple Butterfly Valley. This remote mountain valley is home to an extraordinary natural phenomenon. Every winter, hundreds of thousands of purple butterflies migrate there. A winter butterfly migration of this degree only occurs in one other place on the planet. On the other side of the world,The famous monarchs of Mexico are the one other mass overwintering butterfly population. How could we go anywhere else in Asia? We bought our tickets and moved to the land of butterflies.
Okay, 继续我们看Extraordinary 这个形容词 E-X-T-R-A 这个字首是指以外的或超过的 O-R-D-I-N 这个字根有顺序的意思所以 Extraordinary 是指非凡的异常的或者是惊人的至于它第一个 R 后面的 A-O-R 三个字是连在一起发音的念成 OR 所以念成 Extraordinary 不是念成 Extraordinary 例如 The article talks about the extraordinary heat waves in Canada这篇文章讨论有关加拿大不寻常的热浪现象或者是 This girl has shown an extraordinary singing talent since she was three 这个女孩从三岁开始就展现非凡的歌唱才华所以我们看的是 overwintering 这个形容词 overwintering 原本是 overwinter 过冬这个动词的现在分词 当形容词是指过冬的，例如 many overwintering herrings can be found in this area at this time. 这个时期可以在这个水域中看到许多过来过冬的飞鱼。Overwintering 也可以当名词，例如 the fat in the animal's body provides the energy needed for overwintering. 这种动物身体里面的脂肪可以提供度过冬季时所需要的能量。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So, Pauline and Josh found Taiwan extremely intriguing. Now, there's one place in particular that really caught their attention, and we read about this place in our lesson, Maolin Purple Butterfly Valley. That sounds like it has a lot of butterflies.
A lot of purple butterflies.
A lot of purple butterflies,
and
yes.
And some nice woods, too, right? You see mm-hmm. this picture of this forest. It sounds like a pretty beautiful place to visit. Now, I have to admit, or I guess I could say I have to confess, I've lived in Taiwan all my life. And mm-hmm. for living here all my life, I've never been to the Maolin Purple Butterfly Valley.
Well, guess what, Gabe? It's never too late to go.
You're right.
There's always an opportunity now that you know about it.
Exactly. It took Pauline's lesson for me to be interested in this place. So we read on here, this remote mountain valley is home to an extraordinary natural phenomenon. Remote. Does that mean it's very close?
Remote, very close. If something is remote, that means that it's kind of hidden away.
Mm.
There aren't a lot of stores. There's not a lot of people. It's kind of out in the valley somewhere or the mountain somewhere.
That's right. So the idea is actually it's not close. It's kind of far away from where people live, right? Well, here's another beautiful picture of this place. But, you know, this word remote makes me think of different things. Like, I've been to Australia several times, and I've always wanted to go to the very center where there's the biggest rock in the world, or one of them, called Uluru, but it's in a very remote place. It takes a lot of time and money to get to that rock, Ayers Rock, or Uluru. But this also reminds me of a village I visited near Hsinchu in Hsinchu County uh-huh. called Shile. It was so beautiful, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
It was also very remote. It was a nice, long, and windy road to Shile.
Ooh, I can imagine. It's probably quite beautiful. Well, we read every winter, hundreds of thousands of purple butterflies migrate there. Purple butterflies. I have to be honest, I've actually never seen a purple butterfly.
Oh, come on, Rebecca. You've seen purple butterflies? You just didn't know they were purple because you didn't take a close look at them. Right?
Right.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe you're right. I didn't notice that their color was purple and not orange or yellow.
Well, right. There are many different kinds of butterflies, right? Perhaps the most famous is the monarch butterfly, that big orangish mm-hmm. butterfly, right? But in the Maolin Valley, the Maolin Purple Butterfly Valley, you're going to see a little bit more purple. A winter butterfly migration of this degree only occurs in one place or other on the planet. So we're talking about these butterflies that mm-hmm. migrate. That means they go from one place to another.
Right. And of course, you see the word migrate in our lesson. But we want to talk about the word migration. That is the noun form of this word. Now, what's a migration? That's just the act of moving locations, especially during the different seasons.
That's right. So migrate or migration. This made me think of early on in the United States, before it was the United States, before it was America, the pilgrims migrated from England across the sea to America. To that new land. They migrated there.
That's right. On the other side of the world, the famous monarchs of Mexico are the one other mass overwintering butterfly population. You know, when I lived in California, we used to go up to the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh, is that so?
So beautiful. And they actually had a place where you could see the monarch butterflies. And during a particular season, there were quite a few butterflies there.
That's pretty cool. It's quite a sight to see a lot of butterflies flying around. We're going to learn more about that in tomorrow's lesson. But let's continue right now here with our last couple of sentences. How could we go anywhere else in Asia? Okay, so this was the appeal. This was what drew Pauline and Josh to live in Taiwan. Of course, there were other things, like working here at Studio Classroom. Well, actually, I think they decided to do that after they found out about the butterflies.
You are right. So what did we learn? We bought our tickets and moved to the land of butterflies. Let's take a look at this word, the land of something. You can use this word when you're talking about or when you're saying that there's a lot of a particular something and a particular place.
Right. So, for example, I mentioned Australia earlier. Some people think Australia is the land of kangaroos. Or you could talk about an idea. Like the United States, sometimes people refer to it as the land of opportunity. There are so many chances and opportunities that you can have there.
Well, I know that you really want to see some more of these butterflies, so let's watch a video now.
Aw, yeah.
Anyone who loves butterflies should try to visit Taiwan. For just one small island, the number and variety of butterflies here is truly amazing. It's even earned the name the Butterfly Kingdom, and rightfully so. Around 400 species of butterflies can be found in Taiwan. There are purple ones, green ones, red ones. Some change color in different lights. Many have polka dots, stripes, and other delightful patterns. Some flit from flower to flower. Others can be seen drinking from puddles after the rain. There's a butterfly that looks like a dead leaf, and another that looks like it has an old map printed on its wings. And then there are some huge ones that are only found in Taiwan. Actually, there are 50 types of butterflies that can only be seen here in Taiwan. In the 1960s and 70s, butterflies were a big business. They were caught, made into decorations, and sold. Over 10 million butterflies were sold each year. This gave many families an important income, but this business and later land development hurt the butterflies. Their numbers fell. Some species became endangered. Thankfully, Taiwan noticed. It started programs to protect these beautiful natural treasures. The Maoling Purple Butterfly Valley is a particularly heartwarming success story. Thanks to conservation efforts, millions of butterflies continue to migrate here each year.
Ah, that is so cool, Rebecca. It makes me want to go to Maoling. Doesn't it make you want to go?
Oh, yes. I would love to go and see all those butterflies. It sounds like it was quite an adventure, a beautiful adventure.
Speaking of an adventure, I wonder how easy it was to get to Maoling. I think we're going to learn a little bit about this adventure next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
See you come back.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.